Hello from Austria.
You're listening to Christian Travelers Network, the podcast and platform where travel stories, community, and scripture combine.
Hey, Christian Travelers. I'm so glad that you are here today. Today, we are going to be taking a closer look at Austria. We are in a series where we are looking at God's many wonders around the world, and we are working through the countries alphabetically. So excited to explore Austria with you. Before we dive in, I want to encourage you to hit that subscribe button so that you can be notified of any of those upcoming episodes, whether it's on any of your favorite podcast platforms or on YouTube, and so that others can get to know a little bit more about God's creation as well. Now, let's take a closer look at Austria. It is located in Central Europe between Germany and Hungary, and it's similar in size to the state of Maine. Its seasonal climate, it ranges from 20 degrees Fahrenheit in December to February to about 80 degrees Fahrenheit in June to August. Its biomes are mountains, forests, foothills, and the best time to visit is probably between April to May and September to October with the more temperate temperatures. Now, Austria is known for many wonderful things, but what are we going to get to explore today? Well, I have five amazing things for you, so let's go ahead and dive in. First up, I would encourage you to go on a road trip through on Grossglockner Road. It's a beautiful winding road through Hohentauern National Park in the Austrian Alps. It's usually open between May to early November, and there is a cost to driving it, but the views are absolutely incredible. Next, and probably one of the things Austria is most known for, is the Vienna Opera House. It is one of the best-known opera houses in the world. Even Mozart himself played there, and they currently perform about 350 times each and every season. If you're looking for a little bit more of a different view of Austria, maybe you've heard of the movie The Sound of Music. Based in St. Gilgen, Austria, some of its most well-known scenes were shot there. And so you can view some of these gorgeous views on a cable car that goes up to Zwölferhorn Mountain and starts in St. Gilgen. It's also a great time to visit around Christmas time because they really light up the city. Next up, we have the Hohenzollern Fortress, a 900-year-old castle located in Salzburg. It's a great way to step back into time and history and admire some architecture. Last, but certainly not least, is the Eisenwald. Its translation in English is the World of Ice Giants. It's the largest ice cave in the world and goes about 25 miles deep, but only the first 0.6 miles are open to the public, usually between May to October. So if you want to step into this beautiful ice castle, head to Austria. Now, if you're looking for a way to connect with other Christian travelers while you visit these amazing sites in Austria, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you head to christiantravelers.net, we've recently launched our online platform. It's a way for Christian travelers to connect with other like-minded believers wherever their adventures take them, so they feel connected and supported. Now, what that looks like is many of our members plan trips, you might even too, and invite other believers to come along with them. The other thing that is really special about our platform is our communities feature, where you can share some of your niche interests, whether it's RVing or being a foodie or literary travel or cruising, whatever it may be, you can share some of that with other believers there on our platform and get to see how God is at work around the world. Now, let's get back to Austria. So, once you understand some of the sites, it's also important to understand a little bit about their religious, historical, and cultural context. So Austria is made up of a lot of religious denominations or religious beliefs. Specifically, 56% of the population holds to the Roman Catholic tradition. Muslims, predominantly Sunni Muslims, take up about 8% of the population. 25% of the population is unaffiliated with any religion. And then Eastern Orthodox is 5% and Protestant 3.2%. Now, as I've mentioned in other episodes, I don't bring this up just to help you discern if a country is a good place to go from a Christian perspective. I share this because part of our travels as Christians, whether it's to the grocery store or around the world, is to be a witness, to be sharing God's light wherever we go. And to be able to walk into a different country, to get to admire how God's beauty and his fingerprints are everywhere, means that there's probably going to be some opportunities for you to get to share some of your love for the Lord with others. And within that, we have to understand some of the religious dynamics of a country. And when 25% of the population is unaffiliated with any faith, there's likely some other religions that might be claiming to believe believers but not practicing, might not have as deep of a religious faith or connection with the Lord. And as I mentioned, there are other religious beliefs that don't believe in God or Jesus as their savior to begin with. What that speaks to is the fact that spiritual warfare is happening. And if we go into a conversation already with our walls up and we're unwilling to ask questions, unwilling to understand where they're coming from, we're already going to be setting up walls that are a lot harder to tear down. So by walking in and being willing to ask questions, being willing to learn a person's story, and being willing to point them to the law. That sounds harsh, but it's real. We need to understand that we're all sinful, broken people. Even the skeptics who don't believe, or those who strongly are opposed to Christianity, as well as the Christians, all of us, we all have sin in our hearts. And we need to know that. We need to acknowledge that and be confronted with the law. And it is through that we then are able to share that we have a Savior. And it is because of our sin and brokenness that we need him in the first place. So having that knowledge helps us hopefully be better witnesses and better people when we go about exploring God's creation. And if you have unique stories and experiences from meeting others and getting to share your faith, your own testimony, we'd love to hear that. You can always email us or contact us through our website, christiantravelers.net. Now let's get back to some of those other pieces of Australia, because while their religious dynamic is unique, so is their culture. For one, you can start to see some of those generational differences. Older Austrians are likely to kiss a woman's hand in greeting, but it wouldn't be considered acceptable for a foreigner to do that with a woman. So just be prepared that it might happen to you, but that we aren't supposed to be showing that kind of affection if we aren't a local. They also tend to dress up when they go out. They very much value appearances and tidiness, whether it's in their home or while they're going out and about. And then if they invite you to their home, it's really important to be punctual. They very much see that as a sign of respect, as well as using their surnames unless they give you permission to use their first name. When a guest welcomes you into the home, never assume where you are supposed to sit. They will assign a seat for you, and then don't just dig right in. They have their own saying that they say before they begin a meal, giving you permission then to dig into your plate. And I hope this has really inspired you to want to visit Austria. And I've really enjoyed exploring this country with you. I also encourage you, if you're looking for travel guides, itineraries, or other resources, to go to christiantravelers.net. All of those things are available to our members, but we do have other free resources as well available. So until next time, safe travels and God bless.